5G radiation exposure intensified and added to by the density of the 5G towers and by the fact that everybody's carrying a smartphone in their pocket and Wi-Fi in their homes and bedrooms. All of that, the symptoms of radiation illness, the radiation syndrome, mimic the symptoms of COVID illness, mimic the symptoms of COVID vaccine injury, and mimic the symptoms of hemorrhagic fevers. They all are operating on the same six categories of damage in the human body. And the big ones are immune system dysregulation, blood clotting, inflammation, disruption of cellular transmission, and disruption of blood cell function, and neurologic consequences. So six classes of injury to the human body are caused by all four of these things I just mentioned: COVID illness, COVID vaccine shots, 5G, and the spectrum of radiation, electromagnetic frequency exposure, and hemorrhagic fevers. So you can, if you put your common sense hat on, and I realize a lot of people have taken it off lately, but if you put your common sense hat on, think about it this way. Why would the planners of total control unleash something they can't control? Why wouldn't they use an uncontrollable, terrifying virus like hemorrhagic fever, or Marburg, Ebola, all of these ones that you're starting to see leak in the press right now? Why wouldn't they use that as a fear-mongering tactic to cover up what they do have control over, which is the whole 5G rollout, the 5G density, what frequencies are turned on and off at any given time? That's far more controllable than unleashing an unpredictable virus. So I think people need to be stepping back, thinking about how are the orchestrators, the planners, using fear tactics based on one thing to distract us from what they're doing on the other side with devices they do have more control over.